This is URN.
Going into our very first story, which happens to be a national story, we have basically a topic about the independence referendum. So, as I'm sure many listeners will be aware, Nicola Sturgeon and other figures within Scottish politics are strongly in favour of taking Scotland outside of the United Kingdom. And so this went to court today to see whether the Scottish government has the power to hold this referendum without the consent of the central UK government. And so, as the BBC report, the Scottish government cannot hold an independence referendum without the UK government's consent, the Supreme Court has ruled. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon wants to hold a referendum on the 19th of October next year, but the court ruled unanimously that she does not have the power to do so because the issue is reserved to Westminster. The UK government has refused to grant formal consent for a referendum. Court President Lord Reid said that the laws that created the devolved Scottish Parliament in 1999 meant it did not have the power over areas of the Constitution, including the union between Scotland and England. And so I suppose this is a rather considerable setback for the Scottish independence movement. And sort of the question, sort of a broader question I want to put to you guys, is should we hold a referendum in the first place? You know, is it the democratic right of the Scottish people to have this vote? Or do we, you know, continue to draw respect from the 2014 results? Sorry. None of us being Scottish experts there. To be fair,
I could literally, like, within the UK, I don't think I could live further away from Scotland. So, you
know. Oh, that's fair. Well, where all the way from Cornwall, maybe?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. Good guess. but is anyone here from Scotland or close to Scotland? Because I must apologise. I don't actually know where you're all from other than Nottingham.
I'm like Midlands, so I'm useless.
Oh, yeah. Love the Midlands.
Yeah. Anyone live near the border?
Not a lot of use, particularly.
Laura?
I'm down south near Oxford, so again, about as far from Scotland as you can get.
Okay, so we're all Englanders going to talk about Scottish independence. Yes, we're very clearly experts because I suppose this is the argument that pro-independent Scots make, is that England feels like it knows best and has all sort of the central control of government down in London when it should be in Edinburgh. And, okay, well, I'll go for a more opinion-based question then. Do you support Scottish independence?
I think there's definitely an argument for it. For example, during COVID, each country had a very different approach to lockdowns, not locking down and that sort of thing. And for me, that demonstrated the way that it could potentially work. I also think that there's an argument for the fact that it's a different country, so really contentious issues like us leaving the EU, it isn't fair to force countries like Wales and Scotland to also leave the EU when they might not necessarily want to.
Which I think is a fair point to make. And especially, I believe, if the Brexit referendum happened before the Scottish independent vote, I think it's very likely we would have seen Scotland leave because it was a very close vote. Not as close as Brexit, mind you, but a very close vote. And Scotland was overwhelmingly Remain, as it later transpired to be in 2016. And I think that honestly could have been, you know, a deciding factor for many people who voted to remain in the UK, to be fair. But I suppose more on the sort of legal basis of this, you know, do we think that Scotland should have the right to hold its own referendums? Is it fair that we can pick and choose whether they do or not?
I think they should be allowed to. I've just been reminded that actually half of my family is Scottish, so I think I do
wow.
have a bit of a stake in this.
Surprise.
I think they should be allowed to have a referendum. I think, like Laura was saying, they're different enough that at the very least they can hold a referendum as to their independence. Like they act differently enough from England in cases where they can, like with their Brexit vote, like with their COVID rules, that I think it seems unreasonable for us to kind of say whether or not even they can hold a referendum. That seems a bit outdated. It's probably up to them to decide whether they would be able to kind of function well outside of the UK. But I mean, we were allowed to decide whether we'd function well outside of Europe. And, you know, even if it hasn't gone that well, we were allowed to make the decision. So I feel like it's the same principle.
I suppose as well, another thing is that now that the courts has determined that the Scottish government itself can't decide whether to hold a referendum, it's almost... constitutionally, you know, it's probably the... Well, I suppose we now know legally it is the correct interpretation. But the thing is no government... Well, very unlikely that any government is ever going to agree to provide Scotland a referendum. Simply because... Take, for example, David Cameron. David Cameron wanted the referendum in 2014 to sort of settle the issue. And I definitely don't think it's done that. I think it's inflamed beliefs more, especially now that we've seen that the independence campaign became so close to winning. You know, it's almost given them sort of the fire in their bellies that they need to, you know, keep pressing on and keep trying for another referendum. And I just think as well... on a personal level, I think if people want to leave the UK, pains me to say, because I, you know, quite happen to like Britain as a concept. You know, that's the Kit is doing nice muscle poses for me. You know, that I feel very strong, single-handedly keeping the union together. What can I say? But yes, like I said, I think if Scotland does want to leave, it would be undemocratic of us to stop that, in a sense. And I think, as I was, you know, sort of waffling on about, no government is ever going to give them permission. And, yeah, I can't see them getting that independence referendum anytime soon. But additionally as well... Oh, sorry, was you going to say
something? I was just going to say, does anyone know... So is this kind of it for Scottish independence? Like, if they're not... They've been told they're not allowed to call the referendum without consent. Is there any way round it for them? People might not know.
I imagine that the main way for Scotland would be to hold the referendum illegally. But then the problem is that people won't go and vote, because then it will be, because people won't want to go to an illegal vote. But also as well, if that's the only option they have, people might, you know, go vote, and then it's like, oh, the result doesn't have the full legitimacy because it wasn't legally sanctioned. Then that's an even bigger can of worms. And I think Nicola Sturgeon has signalled that she will not be doing that. As Miss Sturgeon said, according to the BBC article, and quote, "We must and we will find another democratic, lawful means for Scotland, for Scottish people to express their will." And so, yeah, I think we, at least under Nicola Sturgeon, we're unlikely to see any sort of illegal action taken by the Scottish government. But you never know, a change of leader might come along and Bob's your uncle, Scotland has an unsanctioned independence referendum. But my main fear is that if we just continue to ignore the concerns of the Scottish people that do want independence, unlikely, but I suppose there is also a risk of it devolving into the same sort of situation as Northern Ireland throughout the 70s and the 80s, with sort of a period known as the Troubles, with, you know, sort of separatists and unionists sort of clashing in streets, having a lot of violence, to put it mildly. I believe it's very unlikely we'll see that extent, but we can't write it off completely. How much do you guys know about sort of the Northern Irish, sort of the Troubles and the peace process afterwards?
Call myself an expert.
No, yeah. Hold on, yeah. I'm going to have a little stand-up to have a physical look at Will and Laura.
Slowly knowing a little bit more through education, but I think it's one of those things that happened before we're born, and everybody has called it the Troubles, but never told me what the Troubles is explicitly, just that it was bad.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'm aware of kind of the basic sort of thing of how it sort of happened, why it happened, but I don't know the kind of specifics of, you know, of it. I've never studied it in history or anything, so.
Well, I suppose is this our conclusion? Sort of, we must educate ourselves on British history better. But I suppose that's all right. Oh, that's a, I'm opening a whole can of worms there, aren't I?
Well, I'd say yes, because I haven't piped up once, and that's because I dropped history at like year nine. I'm not good at it, so my opinion is pretty useless here because I don't know anything. So yeah, you know what? Takeaway for this pulse session is go learn some history.
Watch Derry Girls.
Ooh, that's a shout. Not a spawn there, by the way.
Not a spawn.
Hashtag not spawn. Well, I suppose, is there anything else anyone wants to add on sort of the topic of Scotland? More generally, views on the food? Don't like haggis?
I like haggis.
I don't really have any views on haggis, never tried it. But no, I just think that, you know, I think Scottish people should be able to decide. It's not really the business of anybody else, you know, English, Welsh or Northern Irish, to decide on whether Scotland should be independent. It's for the people, and I think that, you know, I just think they should be given the chance at some point in the future. Maybe now is still a little bit too soon. I think it's only about 8 years ago.
To jump in there, sorry to interrupt you, but I also think now's not the time to kind of bring up the conversations about the independence again, just because we're like in the middle of a cost of living crisis. Mm. We've just come back out of a pandemic. And I think maybe the politics should be looking at other things before trying to get the independence again. And I think they can present a more strong kind of stance on getting independence once they're not having to deal with so many crises behind the scenes.
I completely agree. It's currently, according to the news, split 50-50 in Scotland anyway. So if we did have another referendum, we risk a similar situation to Brexit, where Scotland leave with only a 52% majority and 48% of the country are deeply unhappy. And yeah, I think there's definitely risks around that. And that's maybe the one argument in favour of the Westminster controlling it, if you assume that the Westminster has a better idea of when the right time is than Scotland, which is questionable to the very least.
I suppose that's also part of the, we were almost wrapping up, but no, we've opened up a whole other can of worms. I suppose that is another topic in itself. You know, when, who considers what is the right time? You know, because Westminster is probably going to have very different ideas from the Scots. You know, for people like Nicola Sturgeon, this is probably the most pressing issue, because, you know, the example you mentioned, Cora, the cost of living, you know, pro-independence supporters in Scotland might argue, well, we need independence now because an independent Scottish government would deal with the issue better than the UK government. You never know, little sort of bit of intrigue there.
I guess in a way as well, this is like a divide between nationalities. So we're all
English
here.
Bloody England.
We don't know what is the most pressing issue for people in Scotland right now, because we're not there. We're not Scottish. So we're going to have difference in opinions there. So here we could be like, but we've got cost of living, we've got a financial crisis, we need help. We shouldn't be discussing whether Scotland should be independent. But for them, that might actually address a lot of the issues they're facing. So
we're on campus
and we're online.
University
Radio
Nottingham.